אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. In the pre-dawn hours of Tuesday, Israel launched Operation Shield and Arrow in response to the 104 rockets Islamic Jihad fired towards Israel on May the 2nd and 3rd after the death of a member of the group who'd been on a hunger strike in an Israeli prison. An Egyptian brokered ceasefire was agreed on to come into effect last night. Just a few minutes before it was due to begin, there was a barrage of hundreds of rockets aimed towards the center of the country, Tel Aviv, Holon, and Rishon LeZion. National Security Council Director Tzachi Hanegbi thanked Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and expressed the appreciation of the State of Israel for Egypt's intensive efforts to secure a ceasefire. Hanegbi made it clear that Israel's acceptance of the Egyptian initiative means that quiet will be met with quiet, and that if Israel were to be attacked or threatened, it would continue to do everything that it needs to do in order to defend itself. Shortly after the conversation, rockets were fired from Gaza into Israel, and the war continues. The operation opened with three successful concurrent strikes in which the IDF assassinated Khalil Batini, who commands Islamic Jihad in northern Gaza, Jihad Ghanem, a top official in the group's military council, and Tarak Izzeldin, who directed Islamic Jihad terror activities in the West Bank from a base in Gaza. Hamas said 13 people were killed in the bombing, including the wives of the three commanders and a number of their children. 20 people were injured in the strikes. Thousands of residents of Israeli communities close to the Gaza Strip left the area on Tuesday. Nearly 300 rockets were fired at Israel from Gaza over several hours on Wednesday afternoon. The David's Sling air defense system succeeded in its first real-world interception. The rocket it brought down was one of three fired at Tel Aviv at around 2:20 p.m., Over 60 were intercepted by the Iron Dome. Three fell in populated areas, while the rest fell short in Gaza or landed in open areas. A pre-dawn airstrike on the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunus on Thursday killed Ali Ghari, the commander of Islamic Jihad's rocket forces. Ghari was hiding in a safe house at the time of the strike, along with two other Islamic Jihad operatives who were also killed. 80-year-old Inga Avramya was killed in a rocket strike in Rehovot on Thursday as she tried to help her paralyzed husband reach shelter. He was lightly wounded in the rocket attack. She was killed when the rocket hit their building and the ceiling of their apartment fell on her. At least four of the Palestinians killed until Thursday died as a result of failed rocket launches by Palestinian operatives and not due to Israeli strikes. Of the 507 rockets launched by Palestinian Islamic Jihad at Israel by Thursday morning, around 110 fell short in the Gaza Strip. On Wednesday evening, 16-year-old Rami Shadi Hamdan and 51-year-old Ahmed Mohammed Al-Shakabi were killed when a failed rocket slammed into a residential area of Beit Hanun in northern Gaza. On Friday, a rocket launched from Gaza hit a home in Sderot, causing damage but no injuries. Another rocket hit an empty home in the southern town of Nir Am. The IDF carried out strikes against four Islamic Jihad military sites, a mortar launching position, and the area used to fire rockets at southern Israel on Friday. Rockets were launched on Friday towards Bet Shemesh, El Azar, Efrat, Neve Daniel, Rosh Sugrin, Alon Shvut, and Bat Ayin. The medium-range David Sling air defense system made a second successful interception. Palestinian media reported a number of strikes against residential homes in Gaza, but the IDF said its targets were the headquarters used by Islamic Jihad's rocket array to plan and carry out attacks on Israel. One of the command centers, struck in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, was used by Ahmed al-Hashrash, who is the commander of Islamic Jihad's rocket array in the city. Sirens blazed on Friday in Nir Oz, Magen, El Habasor, located close to the Gaza border, after an hour of calm. The renewed rocket fire from Gaza came shortly after Egypt presented Israel with yet another draft to establish a ceasefire agreement with Islamic Jihad. 200 rockets were fired at Israel yesterday, including towards Ashdod, Ashkelon, Netivot, Rishon LeZion, and Holon. Yesterday, Abdallah Abu Jabba, a father of six, a Gaza laborer in Israel, died of wounds from a Palestinian Islamic Jihad rocket fired the previous day. He was working alongside his brother, who was seriously injured in the attack. An Israeli man they were with was moderately hurt. In addition to the two deaths in Israel, 27 people have suffered physical injuries, including 7 people wounded by shrapnel and broken glass as a result of rocket impacts, one of them seriously and 4 of them moderately. On Tuesday, National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir agreed to end his far-right Otzma Yehudit party's boycott of the government to protest against Israel's what he called feeble response to 104 rockets fired from Gaza at the country's south last week. 2 worshippers and 3 security guards were killed when a Tunisian naval officer opened fire at a synagogue on the island of Djerba on Tuesday night as hundreds of Jews held an annual pilgrimage there. One of the victims was Aviel Haddad, a 30-year-old dual citizen of Tunisia and Israel living in Netivot. On Monday, the European Union cancelled a Europe Day diplomatic reception set for Tuesday when it was confirmed that National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir planned to attend the event and deliver an address. The EU said in a statement, "Regrettably, this year we've decided to cancel the diplomatic reception as we do not want to offer a platform to someone whose views contradict the values the European Union stands for." The cultural event in Tel Aviv for the general public still took place. For the 4th consecutive year, the European Parliament on Wednesday passed a resolution condemning the Palestinian Authority over the hateful content of its textbooks and conditioning future funding for education on the removal of anti-Semitic material. The High Court of Justice last Sunday rejected a petition demanding that the government immediately demolish the illegal West Bank Bedouin encampment of Khan al-Ahmar, saying the timing of such an operation is at the discretion of the government. The ruling means that Khan al-Ahmar will likely not be demolished in the near future, despite the frequent and vocal demands of numerous right-wing organizations and politicians, including many in the current government. Livnat Green was shot dead on Tuesday evening. She arrived at the Metzadot Yehuda crossing close to the settlement of Bet Yatir, pulled out a gun and ran at the checkpoint while shouting Allahu Akbar before being shot by security guards. The young Israeli woman had had a troubled life, moving between welfare institutions and suffering from PTSD after her military service. It was later revealed that the apparent weapon was a toy. Yael Greenberg, the victim of a 1988 gang rape that shocked Israel, died last Saturday at the age of 49. The Supreme Court ruling relating to her case famously stated that when a woman says no, she means no, and there is no no that is yes. Exactly a year after Al Jazeera journalist Shirin Abu Akleh was killed, the IDF spokesperson for the first time issued an apology on Wednesday for the incident, which caused widespread international condemnation. While the Israeli army has acknowledged that the bullet that killed her was in very high likelihood shot from an IDF gun, it has firmly rejected allegations that Abu Akleh was deliberately targeted. And last night, demonstrations against the government took place for the 19th consecutive week, quieter than in previous weeks, in deference to the war still taking place. And Noah Kirill took 3rd place in the Eurovision Song Festival. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.